We're speaking with Darren Sloan of Cedar View Farm, and thanks for being a part of Growing Up on the Farm, Darren. Why don't we start with a little background on the farm operation itself and your family's involvement?
We've got 100 acres. Strictly the sows, we've been we've basically been renting out to our neighbor for probably the last 20 years. So we expanded the sow operation from 550 sows to 1,300 in 2020. And so my brother and I have both been working on that as we've built it up. When we first started, like the bank barn up by mom and dad's house that has the straw mow above it, and dad had like 40 sows down there, and that's what my brother Darcy and I were used to. And then in 94, they built the new barn, and it was 176 sows, and then it expanded the following year to get up to the 550 sows. And so, yeah, technologically, there was a computer at the house where data was collected from 94 until 2000, and now we've got all kinds of computers all over the farm for doing data collection and running the ventilation system and the feed systems and everything else. So, yeah, it's changed quite a bit.
Okay, then, Darren, so how easy are the sows to deal with? I mean, are they fairly susceptible to changes in diet or temperature and things like that?
Yes, they can be. I mean, your genetics nowadays are basically set up for piglet production. So I think there's probably some like resiliency that's been lost in like in them being able to handle extremes in like weather and whatnot. But I mean, we've designed these things for meat production essentially. So yeah, we're very much trying to keep the temperature and the air and the food very consistent so that you get a good quality product at the end of the day.
Now, Darren, you said that you keep the sows on average 3 to 4 years. Over that period of time, how many litters would they have?
I was just going to say generally somewhere between six to nine litters we'll get out of an animal. Basically, we're a big maternity ward because we're just being a sow farm. We've just got the moms and we get them bred, and the piglets we get were about 19 to 21 days old when they go out the door to the gentleman that owns the nursery farm, and then he's got a nursery farm and finishing barns where he does the rest of the process.
Okay, so over a fairly lengthy period of time, you've gone from 40 sows to now 1,300. What are you looking at down the road? Is there more expansion in the works?
We're just trying to get the maximum efficiency out of what we're doing currently. So when we expanded this operation, then you had to expand the amount of labor you needed. And you got to get those people trained, and then so right now we're just the production in the barn is doing quite well, but it's taken us the last 4 years to get to that point. So right now we're just trying to keep that rolling well, I guess. We don't have a future expansion plan at this point in time.
Okay, to start wrapping up, Darren, we're living in uncertain times, unpredictable times. I'm just wondering, with your operation here with the sows, what is the impact possibly of tariffs?
The farmer that buys our pigs, 50% of the pigs that he's producing were going to the States, or that he finishes. So when there was this question in April of whether or not we were going to get slapped with 25% tariffs, that was like the next day going to directly affect the price we were going to get paid here. So as soon as that essentially fell under the existing free trade agreement, which it should have anyway. So I guess if south of the border decides to do something different, that would be something we're always watching for. And then, yeah, I mean, whether there's ingredients and stuff that we're feeding these animals, which generally isn't an issue, or just materials or computer parts or what have you for stuff you got in the barn. I mean, that could also be problematic, but at this point in time, it's going okay.